As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's one thing when you're doing everything wrong, but you know it's really, really bad when you actually hit the ball well and they turn into outs.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We call that best baseball.
Baseball's cruel.
The worst out you can make as a hitter is the one where you barely leave the batter's box and it, doop, let me catch that line drive. I mean, it's just so deflating.
And two in a row to end the game.
And then you know how it works. We said the baseball gods owe you, and what do you get? You get a couple of, like Wilmer Flores flip-ins, as I call it, these little tennis racket, little Texas leaguers that drop in. So, no, they're due big time, but I would say that they haven't earned through situational hitting, that better luck that you get. And that's kind of how the game is. And when you have second and third, when you have bases loaded, I mean, this has been like a two-week problem. This is not like an individual game here. The Detroit game, I think about from last week where they had a chance to win that Wednesday day game. Well, maybe it was a Thursday day game, whatever it was, in the morning. Second and third multiple times in that game. And they failed to either drive a fly ball into the outfield far enough or slap one in between the hole, between second and first, and get a run home. And yesterday, I thought it was on full display. 10th inning, Padres bunt a guy over. What's the first guy do? He flies out. And that run scores easily. And you're like, wow, Walker did his job, though. He got the outs. Same situation comes up for the Giants. They get a guy at third base. And, you know, Chapman rips one down the line, and it's right at Iglesias. He makes a hell of a play. And then Encarnacion, obviously, smokes that one to first base. They just can't get the big sack fly, the big base hit right now.
So what is the solution? What is the answer? I know you're big. Obviously, you want the Giants to make a move, but you're also high on elevating Bryce Eldridge, who's currently hitting in Double A for the Richmond Flying Squirrels.
Can we agree they're not one move away?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, all right. So, like, this is a multi-pronged. Now, is Bryce going to be the end-all, be-all cure? I don't know. We'll see, right? But I want to see the guy come play. I want to see him play with the big league club. But I would also understand, like, to your point about pressure, it's ridiculous amounts of pressure. It is. It's ridiculous amounts of pressure. It is professional sports, right? And if you think this guy is going to be the, you know, savior of the franchise at some point, whether that's now or into the near future, like, welcome to the big leagues, dude. You don't think there was a lot of pressure for the young man drafted out of LSU who went number two overall and had to save 25 years of ineptitude of the Washington football team?
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you think there was pressure there?
Of course.
Okay. Like, do you think Anthony Edwards didn't have a lot of pressure when he was taken number one overall?
Those sports are different than baseball. You get drafted in those sports and immediately play very often.
And Edwards did.
Yeah, you play immediately.
You know, and so, but he's been playing a lot. And so, like, it's baseball at the end of the day. I think we do complicate a lot of these things. Like,
they play at the highest. You get drafted into the NBA and the NFL. You are playing immediately against the best players in the world.
Yeah.
You get drafted into a major league club and you're playing against.
Oh, well, there's no
professionals,
doubt.
But you're playing in the minor leagues for generally like 3-4 years usually.
Yeah, but the newer trend is we're going to try to accelerate guys through there. And this is a young guy. This isn't just any guy. This is a young guy who clearly has it. And he's playing in a better pitching division than even the AAA pitching division, which we all know that our Pacific Coast League, whatever the hell it's called these days, isn't as robust in terms of pitching prospects as AA. He's succeeding there. I would bring him up. This team needs a spark. And just tell him, hey, look, we don't care. We don't care if you struggle. It literally cannot get any worse than what we've seen from Lamont Wade Jr. It can't. I refuse to believe it. And I would give the guy the reins. And also, though, I'm making a deal. Like, I don't think this is just one or the other. I think it's a multi-pronged approach right now. And whether it's a Duran, whether it's trading for Mike Trout's contract, which you have a lot of money as the San Francisco Giants. You can absorb a crummier deal on the surface than others. You have a lot of guys that you want to dump. You have no room for Luciano. Has his name even been referenced as someone who could come up and solve their offensive woes?
He, I think last week, for the first time, played first base at AAA.
Get out of here.
Maybe he's the first base answer.
Get out of here. Like Matos, for example. They sent him down so he can get some everyday love.
Yeah, the day after he hits a 3-run homer that wins you the game, wins you the series.
Clearly, Matos is not in their long-term plans. And I like the guy. I'm rooting for him, but they've got guys. They've got arms. They've got Harrison, Birdsong, and Wisenhunt. So those are three. Two guys are pros. The other guy is on the fringe of being a major league pro. Those are guys that a lot of teams would like. Manasian's brother, Zach's brother, is running the Angels. Mike Trout is just sitting there. You're telling me Adamas, Trout, Matt Chapman, Ramos, Jung Hoo Lee, that lineup isn't infinitely better than what they've trotted out right now? It is. Now I sprinkle in Bryce Eldridge with less expectations. The headliner's Mike Trout. You bring in the young guy with a headliner. That's the way you do this.
I hear you, but what if Bryce Eldridge plays, I don't know, 2 months worth of baseball, is hitting 175 with one home run and, I don't know, 10 RBIs, is striking out half the time and isn't ready clearly defensively for first base, hasn't played a ton of first base in the minors yet either in his entire baseball career, and it goes not necessarily as expected, but it goes pretty darn bad. As you expect a 20-year-old to be. It goes pretty darn bad, and you send him back down. It feels like what the Giants would want to avoid. And you could say, well, okay, the confidence thing is whatever. It's the big leagues. He gets a taste of it. You send him back down, and maybe he'll bounce back, and he'll be fine, and his confidence won't be shot. I don't think the Giants want to just toy with him and have him jumping back and forth from the bigs and the minors.
No, I understand
that. When you bring
that.
Him up, you want him to stick.
I understand that.
And I think if you were to ask me, if you were to promote Bryce Eldridge at some point over the next month or 2 months, and hopefully they have a solution to first base before then, but if you do it at some point, my guess would be it would be relatively short-lived because I just simply don't think he's ready. And it might be comparable to what you're getting from Lamont Wade, but I don't know if playing Lamont Wade more is the solution either. I just don't want to get to a situation where I am tasked with deciding if I need to send Bryce Eldridge back down again.
Do you think this guy's going to be on the Giants for 10 years? That's the hope, right?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Okay. Do you remember the rookie year of Brandon Crawford at all?
2011.
Uh-huh.
Hit the grand slam for his first ever hit in Milwaukee. I remember that.
Okay. You know what he batted?
Probably like 200.
204. 204 with a 584 OPS. All right. Now look.
Crawford wasn't hailed as the best bat in the system.
No, but that was a win now team that needed a defensive player. He was
Posey messed up his ankle when he felt like the season was over.
Like he went 204 that year. Did that negatively affect his career?
Well, you don't know for sure, but no, he had an amazing career.
He had a great career. He had a great career. If I think that you're in my long-term future,
but
he
had a skill that was MLB ready, and it was defensively.
That I would agree.
I don't think you're at a point where you feel like Eldridge, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is ready offensively or defensively.
Let me give you the first base production for the San Francisco Giants in 2025. They are 29th in baseball. Only the Seattle Mariners have worse production. They're batting 183 at the position. They have one home run. It cannot be worse than what they have right now. Like, they literally can't. There's 37 hits in 203 at-bats for the San Francisco Giants at first base.
Is there any credence to the possibility of him coming up absolutely falling flat on his face and it ruining his confidence, or do you not believe in that?
I mean, like right now, Patrick Bailey has no confidence. And yet he's playing every single day, right? Like, so, no, I'm not worried about his confidence. I actually believe in his confidence. I dismiss this notion of, if they struggle, they'll never be salvaged. That's just, if I believed you to be a strong-willed stud that I'm going to bank the franchise on, I think that you have more mental fortitude than to just pucker up after a couple of weeks of bad play. That's baseball. You're going to have ups and downs. Oh, thank you. Look at this guy bringing me a coffee?
Wow, shout out to Carter. That.
The barista, largest barista in the world.
Carter's the best.
I just don't operate that way. Like, I think this guy's going to be just fine. You know, like, I really do. And so I look at this team and what they need. They need a jolt. And it's not just, like, Bryce cannot just come up and be expected to bat in the 3-4-5 spot. That's not what I'm doing. I'm saying, hey, come up, be our seventh hitter, right? But also, Giants, make a trade for an outfielder. Right now, make a trade for an outfielder.
Can I, and by the way, I think we're going to get into this Bryce Eldridge conversation a little bit more when we get to this or that coming up in about an hour at 8:30. And when we get there, we definitely want to hear from you. So if you want to weigh in on this, make sure you keep listening. You can also weigh in now if you want at 888-957-9570. Can I read something to you, Shasky?
Mm-hmm.
I pulled this from Jeff Passan's like early trade deadline preview piece on ESPN. Let me just read to you a chunk of what he wrote about the Giants. He goes through every single team and essentially writes a little blurb about what they should be thinking about doing at the trade deadline. And this is what he writes for the Giants. This will be GM Buster Posey's first trade deadline, and the book on his transactions remains thin. He could move Wilmer Flores and a handful of others. Right-handed reliever Tyler Rogers, outfielder Mike Yastrzemski, or first baseman Lamont Wade Jr. Or he can wait and see if this is a team worthy of an aggressive July buy. That paragraph pisses me off so much. One, the team does not have time to wait.
No.
You're not waiting until mid-July to figure out if this team is worth investing in. This team is absolutely worth investing in. You have the best pitching staff, starters and bullpen combined, in Major League Baseball. That is the starting point for a successful postseason team. And two, if you're trying to move on from one, a place of strength like Tyler Rogers, who has a great role on this team in your bullpen, and players like Lamont Wade, Mike Yastrzemski, and Wilmer Flores. One, Wilmer's been your best hitter.
Well, I'm not trading Wilmer right now.
Those guys aren't fetching you anything of value.
Nothing. Who wants
this is Wade? What frustrates the hell out of me is the belief that we can live in this fantasy world where we're going to give away our trash against somebody else's treasure.
But I think this is why I keep coming down on Matos, Luciano, and one of the young arms, and go get Mike Trout. Like, okay, I know what everyone's thinking. They're thinking the same thing they thought about with Jimmy Butler when it comes to Mike Trout. He's old. He's always injured, right? Because that was what we thought about with Jimmy Butler. Jimmy, though, unlike Mike Trout, it was, hey, you know, I don't even know if he's a good teammate. You know, the organization doesn't like him. They despise him. Can't stand his guts. Like, Mike Trout is pretty loved, and he's one of the greatest Angels of all time, right? We all would agree there. He needs to change the scenery. Like, the guy needs to change the scenery, and he would be just what the doctor ordered for the Giants. And I think that he would be the centerpiece of the team right now. And I think it would jolt the Giants. They need something fresh. He needs something fresh. They have a ton of money. They've got some prospects that I think could entice the Anaheim Angels. I really do. And you've got to think that Zach and his brother have had conversations about it. I mean, you've got to think that they've had some conversations about it. I would put whoever you need to in that. If I have to surrender Birdsong, as much as it pains me to do it, I would do it. They need a jolt. The only thing that they have a surplus of is pitching. And as we found out with Corbin Burnes, as we find out with whether it's, you know, pick the player, DeGrom, whoever, pitching can be short-lived. You can be elite, top of the game today, and tomorrow you could be having Tommy John. You have to strike while your team has arms. You owe it to yourself.
Mike Trout will be 34 in July.
How old was Butler? 35 when they made the deal?
Yeah. It might be 34, 35. You're somewhere around there. This year he's hitting 225. Hasn't played a ton of games. Only 33 games because he's been hurt.
It's the story of the last 5 years.
29 games played last year. 82 games played in 2023. Played 119 in 2022. In 2021, played just 36. Has not been healthy.
I know.
Has not been producing. Hit 220 last year, 225 this year. It's a big name, and you hope that you get him and he stays healthy and that he starts hitting better. He has been hitting for a lot of power despite hitting 225, 120 at-bats, 10 home runs, which is good from a power standpoint. But I don't know if he's good enough anymore to make a major difference for you.
They need a
guy.
Or
if he's going to be healthy enough to make a difference
for
you.
Well, I think to me the health is the biggest determining thing. Like if they determine he's not, you know, physically able to do it anymore, that's a different story. I would do it. I mean, I would. I think the team is so all in financially on Chapman and Adames. They need somebody to be of comparable age and production to what they've got going. They need it. Who else is selling? Like, what other guys in baseball are out there?
I mean, you look at the Baltimore Orioles, who are struggling big time. Are they last place in the AL East? Yeah, last place, 22-36.
What are they going to trade you?
Ryan O'Hearn is the name that's popular out of Baltimore. Okay. Heard that from multiple people.
That'll get
Ryan
people.
O'Hearn.
That'll get people
Look,
ready to
I
go
mean,
to a game.
I mean, better than a lot of the Giants options now.
No, I agree with you. But like, they have a lot of infielders, right? And so you'll hear like Jackson Holliday's a name that gets thrown around. Well, our infield, we're already kind of locked in on our infield, right? So it's really, we're talking about first base, and Jackson's not a first baseman, right? He's going to project to be a second baseman, third baseman, shortstop. This team needs outfielders, and I don't know where you're going to find them.
Well, Ryan O'Hearn can play right field, hitting 329 this year, 9 big flies, 22 runs driven in, only 50 games played. But, I mean, that is an option, and the Baltimore Orioles are very, very likely going to sell. Doesn't mean they're going to sell Jackson Holliday or Gunnar Henderson.
Or Colton Cowser.
Or Colton Cowser or guys like that, but there will be pieces that they try to sell. If you're a Giants fan, you should probably be rooting for the Red Sox to keep losing. The Red Sox might be willing to trade somebody. You mentioned Jaron Duran before. It's been a really rocky relationship with Rafael Devers of late.
Yeah, but where's Devers going to play?
Devers
he wants
might
to play
not,
third.
I don't think Devers is a target for the Giants.
Yeah, like I'm not
also
letting
not
him play
like
third base over Chapman.
Also probably not really like a culture or a personality fit with the Giants. And that tends to matter to the Giants
yeah,
as
that's
well.
That's a good point, actually.
Specifically to Buster Posey, who's very big on that stuff.
And part of the falling out is that he won't play first base for the Boston Red Sox.
Refuses
Boston
to.
Is a team that I'd be targeting. Problem is they got a lot of broken pieces, too. Trevor Story, Bregman. You know, that's why I like Duran from them. But he's one of their young, controllable assets. Why would they be willing to part with someone like that?
Because the Giants would have to give up a lot to do it.
Exactly.
And that's, again, where the rubber meets the road. And it's, I feel so strongly, Shasky, that this is a Giants team. Like, all right, we might get to a point, like I remember 2011. We mentioned 2011 before, Brandon Crawford and his debut and whatever. The Giants won out, and they acquired Carlos Beltran that trade deadline.
I still stand by it.
You remember who it cost him?
Yeah, Zach Wheeler. Who wasn't good for another 5 years.
And for the last 5, 6, 7 years has been one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Sure. How many teams has he been on, though?
Two. Mets and Phillies, right?
Well, the Giants as well. So three, technically. You know what I mean? Like, and he showed promise late in his Mets career, but it took a while for him to actually develop. I wasn't convinced he was going to develop here and stay here. They also got rid of Tim Alderson the year prior, all right, the San Francisco Giants, and nobody remembers that name. And he was a high... It was Bumgarner and Alderson. Bumgarner and Alderson. I've heard of all the names.
Go back.
Brad Hennessy, Kevin Correa, you know, William Van Landingham at one point. Sean Estes was a high, who's on television right now, was a highly touted guy. I remember all the names. Jerome Williams.
Go back even further. Francisco Liriano and Joe Nathan.
Exactly.
Was that for AJ Pierzynski?
Uh-huh.
Worst trade and in Giants Booth history? Sponsor. One of them.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying, I'm not bringing up all those trades as a reason to rail against what the Giants should do this year. Mm-hmm. It just means if you're going to make a splash like that, and Beltran at the tail end of his career, but 2011, the Giants didn't make the playoffs and they tailed off at the end of the year. Beltran was great as a Giant for a couple of months.
And then he got hurt.
Hit really, really well.
Yeah.
Like it, what they asked him to do, he did it and more. And then he got hurt and then he left.
That team
was a
ran out of batters.
The point is, though, you have to give up something of value. And
I would agree.
And the Giants, sometimes this is smart. Like last year, again, don't invest a high draft pick on a team that you maybe don't have a ton of confidence in the first place. But when you have a roster that you actually believe in, and I guarantee you Buster Posey believes in this roster. How did Buster Posey and the Giants win three championships in 2010, 2012, and 2014? Pitching, pitching, pitching. Timely hitting, situational hitting, out-executing their opponents. I think Buster Posey believes this Giants team can do that to a certain degree, specifically the pitching side of things. And they figure things out, the execution side of things. In order, though, to get this team to the next level, they need an influx of another bat or two. And maybe you're right. Maybe the answer is the rookie at first base. Maybe it is Bryce Eldridge. But for me, it's got to come from outside the organization. And the only way you're acquiring anybody worth their salt and that can actually make an impact, maybe it is Mike Trout. Maybe I don't have a ton of belief in who he is at this stage of his career. But I would be so open to just taking any kind of swing for someone like that and being willing to part with a top 10 prospect. The Giants have been so deathly afraid of doing that for so long. It's why they have been left at the altar at times, not only in the offseason, but also at trade deadlines because they don't have an attractive enough major league roster. And it's one thing if there are years of hoarding their farm system and their prospects turned into actually a productive farm system. But you look at the ranking, Shasky, they have a bottom 10 farm system in baseball. It has led them to nothing.
Well,
it's why we're putting so much pressure on Bryce Eldridge to be the guy because he's like the most promising guy they've had in forever.
It hasn't led them to nothing. Like Elio Ramos has been one of the best players on the team, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Not nothing.
And Birdsong has been unbelievable this year.
But you would have hoped for the lack of prospects they have shipped out of late,
I would
that there would be a whole lot better and more depth there.
I would agree on that. Look, I know that, you know, me throwing out names like Mike Trout, for him, he's so old, he's done, he's cooked. Look, I said the same thing about Pat Burrell. He got designated for assignment in 2010. Yes, designated for assignment by the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, look, that cost you nothing, and he came on a minor league deal when you signed him. But he was 1 foot out of baseball. And obviously being a local guy, a Bellarmine boy, he comes here. He caught lightning in a bottle. Now, the wheels just fell off by the time the World Series came around. I think he was, he might have like 12 strikeouts in that series. He was bad. I mean, he was so bad. Before the Renteria home run, I think he struck out right before it. But those types of swings, bringing in guys like that, it's just enough. This team needs a little juice right now. They need a veteran presence who could put one in to the stands so bad right now. And look, I love Yaz. He's been a productive Giant for a long time. But aren't they best served if they can go get a legitimate outfielder, a bopper, somebody who could put the ball in the seats? And then Yaz is your fourth outfielder, and he's your late-game substitute, late-game pinch runner, late-game, he can play center field, he can play left field, he can play right field, you know, occasionally start for you. That's the position of depth that we want for this outfield. Because right now you got a guy, fringe all-star in Ramos. I like what I've seen from Jung Hoo, but his bat's got to get going here. I don't see them making a deal at second base, shortstop, or third base. Would you agree?
No, no, of course not.
Right.
No.
It's we're talking first base, outfield. I mean, is it beyond?
I don't see them making a move at catcher either. Yeah, it's first base and it's right field.
I would be open to a backup catcher, like bringing in a backup, like maybe a more offensive minded backup catcher.
Oh, you don't like Sam Huff, huh?
Well, he's been more offensive, you know, than Bailey, has
not,
he not?
Not? Yeah, I'm not saying that much.
He's had a couple of nice hits to right field. I think he's got two homers. Like, yes, it's not saying much, but I don't love him defensively, right? So, you know, I don't. But also, Bailey needs to perform more. And I keep coming back to the two high-priced guys. I think they need more help. They're miscast as middle-of-the-order guys, and they're struggling right now, and they need somebody else in that lineup they can lean on until their bats get hot.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.